Wyoming is the least populated state per capita, but is consistently in the top five states with the most new COVID-19 cases per day. Public health officials are asking people who have the virus or may have been exposed to follow social distance guidelines, no matter whether they feel sick or not. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains that's because any level of COVID is a serious one that may infect others.
Back in early March, when COVID-19 still seemed distant, Nicole Bondurant had just finished a workout in her basement.
When I came back upstairs, I just didn't feel very good. And it just kept getting worse and worse by the minute.
She checked her temperature and it was high. She didn't really understand what COVID was. The world was still just understanding the symptoms. But she figured she should be careful.
I went and quarantined in my room that night, and I didn't come out of quarantine until almost a month later.
For nearly a month, she experienced almost all the symptoms that we now know can be related to the virus.
I had shortness of breath, headache, extreme fatigue, sore throat, chest pain. It seems like every day there'd be a new symptom.
Meanwhile, Nicole's husband, Brent, and daughter, Josie, were at home helping take care of Nicole. And within a week, Brent had what he thought was an asthma attack.
But I haven't had asthma in 20 years, so it's been a long time since I had any problem with it. Inhalers kind of worked, but not really. And basically, it's never gone away. I now have burning pain in my chest. It's not like my normal asthma wheezing.
Eventually, her daughter, Josie, admitted that she had lost her sense of smell. Within one household, there were three different spectrums of the virus: severe, mild, and almost no symptoms. And all three of them had the same capacity to spread the virus.
It's highly contagious.
That's Dr. Mark Dowell. He's an infectious disease physician and the Natrona County Health Officer.
A contagious case, an active case, may give birth to three or four additional cases. And they give birth to three or four additional cases. And that's why it's spreading so rampantly right now.
Dowell says about 40% of people have no symptoms. And then you take the other 60% of people that have symptoms. The spectrum is wide, from just a runny nose to being in the hospital on a ventilator.
It's important to point out, but that is true with a lot of infectious diseases, not just this particular virus. There's a whole spectrum. You almost name the organism and you can see a spectrum of disease associated with it.
COVID-19 is a coronavirus. There are many different types of coronaviruses that affect human beings. The most common one is the cold. Dowell says the reason why someone has worse symptoms than another person depends on whether your immune system has seen one of the coronaviruses before and how strong your immune system is, which usually correlates with age.
What may play a role is how much virus did you inhale? Because if you just inhale a little bit, maybe your immune system can get on top of that a little quicker and a little more easily than if you get a huge load of virus that gets into you all at once.
And Dowell continues to stress that no matter what range of symptoms a positive individual has, they need to follow the social distance guidelines, especially young people.
This idea that I'm invincible and it doesn't matter and it's my right to do this, this, and this, isn't fair to the rest of the people because we know it's highly contagious. And I've got a 29-year-old that's in the hospital right now that is deathly ill and was healthy.
Dowell says some more populated states are handling this much better than Wyoming.
Wyoming had 1,100 cases, new cases, with a population of, what's our population, 500,000 maybe. Massachusetts, population 6.7 million people. 1,000 new cases. 1,000 with a population of 500,000, 1,000 with a population of 6.7 million. If that gives you an idea of how serious this is.
For Nicole and Brent Bondurant, they are still feeling the effects of catching the virus. Both of them have lingering coughs and difficulty breathing still.
No one wants to feel like this, and no one would want to accidentally be the person that passed it on to someone and then someone they care about get, you know, sicker than we did or something. So it's just like a humane thing to do to Wear a mask, socially distance. If you have symptoms, stay home.
Obviously not new advice, but it's advice that everyone needs to start following. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadalska at the Center of the West in Cody.